Hey guys, I know it's 6 o'clock, but we are going to give it about 5 more minutes because I did get a message that there is a wreck outside, so I'll kind of give some people a few more minutes to get in before we get started.
We're in an auditorium at City Hall in the town of Northport, just across the Black Warrior River from Tuscaloosa. Police Sergeant Ashley Blaylock is working to corral a room full of parents. Volunteers at the check-in table hand out plastic cups and souvenir wristbands. The whole scene looks like a PTA meeting until you hear what's on the minds of the crowd.
Okay, my name is Keisha Grice, and I'm from Tuscaloosa, Alabama. How long does it take for the pimps to build that relationship with the victims before they actually make their move and bring them into sex trafficking?
My name is Laura Jernigan, and I'm from Tuscaloosa. My question would be, electronics being allowed in the school, that allows kids access that they wouldn't otherwise have. What do we do about that?
Tonight is a town hall on trafficking. The cups and wristbands are stamped with the logo of the West Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. We're going to go ahead and get started, and we may still have some coming in. My name is Sergeant Blaylock. I'm with Northport Police Department. I'm sure many of you I spoke to.
Sergeant Blaylock is part of the task force, and she's tonight's moderator.
But I want to go ahead and introduce you guys to my team. Down at the very end is the kind of heads.
Keisha Bryant asked, how long does it take for a trafficker to lure a young person in? The task force says anywhere from 2 weeks to a month. Laura Jernigan's question on gadgets in school relate to online chat rooms the traffickers use to contact young people to begin with. Sergeant Blaylock says that's a subject that hits home.
I'm actually, by the grace of God, not one of the victims that we've come in contact with.
Blaylock says police can't tell principals what to do about student cell phones, but she knows how traffickers work online to draw kids in.
I was that kid that growing up in middle school, I played on the internet, I talked to strangers, you know, I had these relationships that we're telling people don't have.
Human traffickers, and I've said this, but they manipulate the victims into thinking that they're looking for a genuine relationship and or romance. They buy them gifts, and then they ultimately...
The parents tonight are getting tips on how to protect their children from traffickers. For young people who wind up being victimized, there's another type of training, this time for people like Sergeant Blaylock.
So she would be the interviewer, and then she would very likely be the investigator.
Linda Cordisco Steele works with both.
And to me, it's really the investigator that builds the case.
Cordisco Steele is an instructor at the National Children's Advocacy Center in Huntsville. There are facilities like it all over the world, but Huntsville's was the first. Cordisco Steele wrote the curriculum for interviewing young victims of trafficking. That led to her unofficial title.
I'm the kid talker.
The center instructs interviewers and prosecutors both in person and with online classes. Staff members also travel to conduct training internationally. During our visit, a team was packing for a session in Stockholm, Sweden. Tonight's session is for caregivers of children who suffered sexual abuse.
Unfortunately for us, my parents, they didn't know that they were bringing someone who was a pedophile, and he was actually the teenage son of our babysitter.
These classes include instructional videos and a facilitator. When people like Sergeant Blaylock show up, they get Linda Cordisco Steele. She says the first class is for the beginners.
We spend a lot of time, that first day in particular, talking about what we know about the kind of questions we use.
And speaking of Sergeant Blaylock,
There was actually only about 6 law enforcement of our maybe 30, 35 person class.
The other students in Blaylock's class came from therapeutic group homes, advocacy centers, and for the courts. Linda Cordisco Steele teaches interviewers how to talk to young victims of sex abuse. She says in some cases, these youngsters are at a point where they want to talk.
They go to somebody, they say, look, this happened to me, or I never talked about it before, but you know, it's causing me some problems now, or, you know, I'm worried about it in the future.
Blaylock says that's what she came to hear about. She wanted to build on earlier instruction she'd received on how to interact with young victims.
You know, I got pretty personal with a victim one time, and that was very much kind of
keep your personal self out of the interview. It's about them. And so I was like, oh, well, good to know.
She says she empathized a little too much based on her own history of almost being trafficked herself as a teenager. Now she doesn't do that. Linda Cordisco Steele says that's because even a willing witness has to be questioned in a specific way to get evidence usable in court. The training teaches how to deliver a specific message to the victim.
You know about what happened. I don't. So here's kind of your role here. And it's really different than the pattern of a lot of adult-child conversations.
That's where adults typically know everything and lead the discussion. Another goal is to avoid having multiple adults ask the victim the same questions again and again. We met one person who knows what happens when adults do that.
You stop talking because your feeling is, well, I've already told you this.
You heard from Kelly Dorr earlier in our series. She was a victim of familial trafficking. That's where a family member was the trafficker.
And again, it goes back into the brainwashing side that your trafficker has said to you, nobody's going to believe you and you will be in trouble if you come forward and talk about all of the dirty things that you've had to do.
Dorr's case is unique because at the age of 15, she testified in court against her trafficker.
You know, for me, when I had to go in, it was so scary.
The National Children's Advocacy Center works to make things less upsetting. But with kids who are less willing to talk, Cordisco Steele says there's Plan B. That's a line of questioning that gently gets to the point by referring to other evidence.
Here's what we think we know. Here's what we have confidence in. I might consider introducing this or focusing them on this particular topic about how are things going at home. To try to get to the topic of concern.
Dorr says her case ended with her trafficker pleading guilty to some but not all of the charges. She says going through the questioning, taking the stand, and then delivering her final statement was worth it.
If you don't speak up now, then other children are going to be abused. And that's a hard thing for a child to really take on their shoulders.
Northport Police Sergeant Ashley Blaylock says she came away better prepared, and even a veteran officer can tune up what they do on the job.
I guess the only thing that was different is just practicing open-ended questions and not yes-no questions. And just looking back at past interviews that I had done before this class going, oh my gosh, I did it all wrong.
But Blaylock says her practice sessions with an adult acting like a six-year-old victim got good reviews from her classmates and teachers. And now she's ready to apply what she's learned back at the West Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Huntsville.